It's 5 questions on the International Man of Mystery, Austin Powers, with my pal and Patreon subscriber, Kyle Bonin. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And happy 2 days before Christmas. It's your pal Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out the Trivia with Buds podcast. So excited for the holidays here, just a day or two away. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. And guys, after 176 days, for the very first time ever, I didn't actually post an episode yesterday. And I apologize, but I was at an airport at ungodly hours with very crazy sleep schedules. I fell asleep on a bench for about 5 hours, and it's just been a crazy end of the year for me. But I got a lot of cool stuff done and accomplished a lot of cool goals, and I hope you did too. So thanks for being patient with me on the show. I'll be putting out this episode and another one today, so be on the lookout for that. 2 episodes coming out today on the 23rd, and then of course we'll continue on daily until the end of time. And I will try and give you a heads up next time I get that backed up. But this is an episode about Austin Powers that I recorded, I think, last month. Actually, it was November 4th, to be exact, with my friend Kyle Bonin. And this was just kind of in my files. And he actually hit me up the other day and said, "Hey, are you ever posting that Austin Powers episode we did?" And I said, "Holy cow, I can't believe I didn't. I thought I had definitely posted it," which is just me being scatterbrained. But we're going to post that today. It's a fun call. It's a fun chat. And Kyle loves these movies, as do I, to a degree. And there's supposed to be a new one coming out. So let's see if that comes out sometime soon from old Mike Myers. We're going to jump into these Austin Powers questions right now. Here we go. Sitting here in beautiful Fontana, California, recording a call with one of my favorite patrons and good time pals on Instagram. He goes by the Gas House Saint on there. And in real life, he goes by Kyle Bonin. What's up, Kyle?
What's up? How's it going?
I am doing pretty good. You've been listening to the show for a while now. Do you remember how you first came across the Trivia with Buds podcast?
Yeah, actually, I was listening to one trivia podcast that was recommended to me by a guy I play against every week. And I was like, you know what? I'm really into podcasts. Why don't I just type in trivia?
Yeah.
So I typed in trivia, and I think you had about 14 episodes.
Oh, wow.
At the time I started listening to it.
Oh, very cool. So you've been on since the very beginning. That's very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I found that there's not a ton of consistent trivia podcasts. So when I was thinking about starting mine, I was like, well, that'll be cool if I do it every week, because people will always have that. And from my calculations, there were maybe only a few dozen other ones that were doing that. And after doing it for about 6 months, if you type trivia into like the search box on any podcast app, it would be like with Buds, you know, like, is that like, it would fill in the rest. Like,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And I was like, well, that's pretty cool. That must mean, you know, there's a good amount of people listening to mine. And then I started doing it more often, and we started doing the twice a week, and now we do it every day. Do you like the daily format? Is it something you look forward to, or do you skip a lot of them?
No, I actually listen to every single one of them.
Oh, nice.
I listen to it almost like as a warm up before I go to trivia nights.
Oh, that's awesome. That's like, it kind of gets you going, your mind in that mindset to go play some trivia.
Yeah. And then I also listen to Pod Quiz.
Yeah. That's a good one. James in the UK, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I like his music is always stuck in my head. That little like dong 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 dong.
You know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good show. I should hit him up, because when I first started my show, I did like a little guest round on his show, and I think that's how I got a lot of my listeners. Because right off the bat, I think people are just like, oh, another trivia show. I'll check that out.
I must have missed that episode.
Yeah, it was, it must have been at least 2.5 years ago. And then I've gone back and forth with him for, you know, submitting guest rounds to him and him being on my show, and we just never set it up again. So I should do that again. But we got an episode with you last time you were on. We did some Hocus Pocus trivia, and you got 2 out of 5. You were looking to get 4 out of 5. Now I have 5 questions for you on the Austin Powers series. How many do you think you're going to get out of 5?
I would like to get 5 out of 5 on this one, because I actually have a Austin Powers Trivial Pursuit game.
Oh, there you go. Very good. I thought you were going to say an Austin Powers tattoo that says, like, shag baby or something on your chest.
I do not on my chest.
If you get 5 out of 5, I'm going to have to urge you to get that tattoo. Oh, you said it's not on your chest. You do have it somewhere. All right.
Oh, no.
Very good. All right. Here we go. We're going to jump into 5 questions on Austin Powers. Here's the first question. Who plays Dr. Evil in the movie within a movie at the start of Goldmember?
Kevin Spacey.
Yes, we were not supposed to talk about him anymore, but I thought it'd be fun to kick off the first question with a great Kevin Spacey. Like, do you think Mike Myers, like, when he sees the news about Kevin Spacey, he's like, God damn it, he was in that movie. Like, do you think people who are in movies with him but didn't have, you know, allegations against him are like, God, he just ruined that little part of that movie I did.
Yeah, but with technology nowadays, they could CGI anybody's face on that.
Oh, yes. Let's get somebody else on there, like Cosby. We'll CGI Cosby's face onto Dr. Evil. I'm sure it'll be fine.
That might be worse.
That could be worse. Maybe you're right. Also, here's question number 2. How many years were Austin and Dr. Evil frozen for at the start of the first movie? How many years was it supposed to be that they were frozen?
30?
It is 30 years. You're 2 for 2. This Trivial Pursuit knowledge of the Austin Powers Trivial Pursuit game yeah. is really paying off, and you're kicking some butt. 2 out of 5. He's going for 5 out of 5. Here's number 3. At the start of The Spy Who Shagged Me, what talk show do Dr. Evil and Scott appear on together?
That would be the Jerry Springer Show.
That is 100% correct. I thought I could have got you with maybe saying Maury Povich because it's like a father-son paternity scenario.
Yeah,
good job. Jerry Springer, which was literally at the height of its popularity right around 2000, I think, when that movie came out. I remember seeing Austin Powers, the second one, in theaters with my brother, and not only us laughing hysterically, but like the theater really losing their mind. And it had been out for like a month, and it was like a Saturday afternoon, and people were still dying, you know?
Yeah.
Do you think
wasn't Jerry Springer filmed in your hometown?
Yeah, Jerry Springer was filmed in Chicago, and across the street from my high school, Allen B. Shepherd High School in Palos Heights, Illinois, there's a gated, kind of a gated, not it's not gated, but it looks like a gated community, but there's no actual gate, and it's called Westgate. And it used to be a golf course called the Westgate Country Club. And then they turned it into all these houses. And supposedly he had a giant house mansion kind of a thing built there. And it had a bowling alley inside of it. That was what everybody always said. I don't know if that was true, but I do know that he lived over there sometime from 2000 to 2005, I want to say. Now, do you think these movies hold up? Are you still a fan of all 3 of these movies? Or are they really kind of a
fan of all? I'm still a fan of all 3. Especially after the 3rd one, when Scott becomes evil and Dr. Evil kind of becomes good.
Yeah.
And they've been working on this sequel for forever.
Yeah. Number 4, I saw an article recently that said it was like Austin Powers threatens that, you know, the 4th one's on the way. And I don't like that headline because it's real, like, smarmy. It's like the person who wrote it is like, oh, we have to sit through another Austin Powers. And it bothers me to think, I'm like, you know, these movies made like $1 billion. Like, it's silly to be like, oh, he's threatening us with another one. Like, I know the his last big attempt, The Love Guru, was not so great, like 10 years later.
The thing about it is, like, I'm a huge Mike Myers fan.
Yeah.
Like, I like anything he does, even his dramatic stuff.
Yeah.
And he was not funny in that movie at all.
Right. The character just wasn't funny.
Justin Timberlake
in the...
is the best part of that movie.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I remember turning it off halfway through, but I do remember some Timberlake love in that movie. But yeah, I'm not crazy about a 4th one. Like, I'll definitely watch it, but I just hate that I hate the idea that if you do something now, there's going to be some like 20 something year old that's like, ugh, another one. And I'm like, you were 9 when this came out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Here's question number 4. What actress plays Felicity in the 2nd film? What actress plays a character named Felicity in the 2nd Austin Powers film?
It's something Graham.
It is something Graham.
Elizabeth Graham?
Elizabeth Hurley plays the gal in the 1st one, and Heather Graham is in the 2nd one. But I'm going to give it to you because if you know the last name, I feel like that's, you know, that's kind of what they're looking for.
Jeffrey Rules, right?
What's that? Yeah, I was going to say on game shows and things, they're always just kind of looking for the the last name. So we're going to give that one to you. 4 out of 5. Let's see if you can nail it like you wanted to. 5 out of 5. Here it is. This one is pretty tough, but let's see if you can get it. Number 5. The 2nd film was the only to receive an Oscar nomination. What category was it nominated for? Best what?
I'm going to need a minute for this one.
All right. So we're thinking Oscar categories. And it was best something. What do you think it was nominated for? you could kind of rule a few out. Like, it's definitely not going to be nominated for Best Picture because it's
it's not going to be
so zany.
Like, Best Picture, Best Actor.
Yeah. Going a little bit more technical, probably.
Best soundtrack?
It was not best soundtrack, but that's a good guess because there's a lot of memorable music on all three of the soundtracks. It was actually best makeup for the Fat Bastard and Dr. Evil and all the different suits and makeup
sense,
they had to do. So nominated, I don't think it won, but it was nominated for best makeup. You got 4 out of 5. That is pretty close to what you wanted to get. How'd you feel about those questions?
Those were more my speed.
Very good. I'm glad you liked them. Anything you want to plug before you take off? Anything I can promote for you to the millions of people that listen to my show?
If you want to see anything that's going on in my life, you can follow me on Instagram, Gashouse Saint. I'm getting ready to go through BLET for basic law enforcement training.
So very good.
I'll be documenting my journey through that here soon.
Very good. If you want to see what that's like to be in the life of someone going through law enforcement training, follow Gashouse Saint on Instagram. Kyle, thanks so much for supporting the show, and thank you for playing along today.
All right. No problem. Thank you.
See you next time. There it was. 5 questions on Austin Powers. How'd you do against Kyle? Did you do as well as he did? I hope you did. Hope you learned something or remembered something from this comedy trilogy. And I am so, so excited for what's coming in 2019, guys. If you like this show, if you like it even just a little bit, maybe you just checked it out for the first time and you're like, this is okay. Keep listening. Hit subscribe and get new episodes every single day. And there's different topics coming your way that you don't want to miss. There's some really fun stuff coming up about the holidays still as we roll into the new year here. And as January and February and March roll up, we'll have brand new rewards over on the Patreon page. Kyle is a Patreon subscriber, as you heard him talk about, and you can be one too by going to patreon.com/triviawithbud. See what's going on over there. Sign up now and get some good stuff in the new year. Thanks so much for listening to this episode, guys. Share it with a friend, and I hope you have a great holiday if I don't talk to you between now and the holidays. That's all for me for this one. Cheers.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.